Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMEN, Timothy Wilkinson, W-I-L-K-I-N-S-O-N. Timothy Wilkinson is a 41-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 7/12/22. He was breaking down pallets of water in a warehouse. He felt a weird pain in his groin and later found out he had a hernia. Perry did go to a virtual hospital emergency room after this incident. Perry, he subsequently underwent surgical repair of his hernia with mesh placement on 10/3/22. Perry states this had to be postponed due to COVID at the time. Perry completed his course of active treatment in June of 2023. Perry, new paragraph, as per the record supplied, Mr. Wilkinson was seen in urgent care on 7/13/22, period. He presented with a groin mass, period. He works lifting heavy objects for his job and had no other complaints, period. Upon exam, he had a freely reducible mass consistent with an inguinal hernia, period. He was then treated and released, period. In paragraph on 7/17/22, he went to the emergency room, period. Exam found an easily reducible soft inguinal hernia, but he had laboratory studies performed, period. He was diagnosed with unilateral inguinal hernia without obstruction or gangrene. Perry also was found to have hyponatremia, period. CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis . This study found no acute abnormal findings, period. Mr. Wilkinson was monitored in the emergency room through the next day, period. He underwent various blood and urine laboratory studies, period. On 8/1/22, correspondence was written by Dr. Crudele, C-R-U-D-E-L-E, in reference to Mr. Wilkinson, period. He stated the petitioner had an inguinal hernia caused by lifting at his place of employment on 7/12/22, but he was unable to work at that time. Period. He was referred for surgical consultation on 8/8/22. Period. In paragraph on 8/8/22, and what preoperative evaluation by Dr. Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, period. He noted his course of treatment to date, period. Dr. Simmons confirmed the diagnosis of a readily reducible hernia for which the petitioner wanted to proceed to have it repaired surgically, period. However, he did not get to the hospital again until 9/23/22 for another preoperative evaluation, period. He still had a hernia present in the left inguinal area, period. They again discussed surgical intervention as well as COVID quarantine policy, period. On 10/3/22, Dr. Simons performed repair of left inguinal hernia with mesh and placement of left ilioinguinal regional nerve block. The postoperative diagnoses were direct left inguinal hernia, period. Mr. Wilkinson followed up on 10/14/22, period. He had tenderness and bruising to the surgical site, scrotum, and penis. Pretty felt pain, had not gotten much better. Period. He was to apply ice and scrotal elevation as well as use ibuprofen as necessary. Period. He returned on His incision site was clean and dry and intact with evidence of healing. Appeared there was no erythema or evidence of infection. Appeared he reported doing much better and the edema and bruising had subsided. Appeared ibuprofen had helped and he continues to use it once per day. Appeared Dr. Simons, physician assistant, cleared him to work in a sedentary duty capacity. Period. He again was seen on 12/2/22 by the nurse practitioner. Period. He stated he started developing pain after he went back to work 6 weeks postoperatively. Period. When he walks frequently, the pain is bothersome and shoots down into his groin area. Pretty is not taking any over-the-counter medicine. Pretty wanted to make sure he did not have a new hernia. Period. Exam found. Period. He was to continue avoiding heavy lifting greater than 10 pounds. Extensive bending, twisting, pushing and pulling. Period. He could slowly return to his normal activities on 12/29/22. Period. He followed up here again on 12/30/22. Period. He had discontinued gabapentin because he did not like the way it made him feel. Pretty also quit his job at the warehouse and feels the discomfort is getting better from not being on his feet so often. Period. He was found to be discharged and to follow up as needed. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Wilkinson was seen in pain management consultation by Dr. Kwan on 4/27/23. Period. He noted the course of treatment to date, but he remains symptomatic with left groin and inguinal area burning and stabbing discomfort with radiation occasionally into the testicles and into his leg. Period. Dr. Kwan diagnosed neuropathic pain and started him on nortriptyline. Period. He also educated the petitioner on post-inguinal hernia or feet pain, particularly following open hernia repairs. Period. Dr. Kwan followed his progress through 6/19/23. Period. He appeared to have improved pain symptoms in the left inguinal area, but he was going to continue on nortriptyline at that time and hold off on any injections unless he fails medication management. Period. Physical exam, general appearance. He had a tobacco odor about his person. Period. Extremities, scratch of the abdomen. He had a healed oblique scar in the left inguinal area consists with his surgery. Period. The rest of that is normal. Groin is normal. Lower extremity is normal. And lumbar spine is normal. impressions on 7/12/22. Timothy Wilkinson developed a mass in his left groin while working. Period. He was seen at urgent care the following day and was found to have an easily reducible inguinal hernia. Period. He went on for treatment with his family physician as well as surgical specialists. Period. Dr. Simons performed surgery on 10/3/22 to be inserted here. Period. He remained somewhat symptomatic postoperatively, but this resolved in relatively short order. Period. He eventually saw pain specialist Dr. Kwan, who had him on a course of nortriptyline, which helped. Period. New paragraph, current exam. Found there to be healed surgical scarring in the left inguinal area with no signs of recurrence of hernia. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He could squat and rise easily. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the groin. Period. His hernia has been definitively repaired without any signs of recurrence. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce as a school custodian. Period. He's on his feet a lot, but he does not do heavy work. Period. He briefly worked for NutriServe after leaving the insured. Period. This was delivery of cafeteria items. Period. He states he had to push and pull heavy carts at the time. Period. He also references having testicular torsion in 1989, for which he underwent surgery. Period. And that is